Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Pastor Linda, and welcome to another episode of Lunch with Pastor Linda. Hopefully you have got your sandwich, your salad, you know, your McDonald's, whatever you're eating, and you are enjoying your day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what your circumstance, no matter what your situation is, you can always find something to thank God for. And so today we're going to do another episode. I explained yesterday that we're going to be doing this Lunch with Linda for, or Pastor Linda, for about a week, and it may extend because it seems like it's just like a little burst of energy in the middle of your day. I know my East Coast family, you guys are well in your afternoon hour, about 3 p.m., but on the West Coast it's just now noon, and we are just beginning to have lunch. And so I just wanted to insert a burst of energy for those of you that may be going through something right now, for those of you that may be, you know, a little bit discouraged, I want to encourage you in the Lord today. And for those of you that are riding high on the mountaintop, I want you to know that there is, hallelujah, something to rejoice over. There is something to thank God for. And so I just want to keep us going and moving forward. As a coach, I always want to propel people in a forward direction. And so, and as a pastor, it kind of bleeds into my ministry. I want to keep propelling you forward and keep catapulting you to the next level. And I thank God to be a tool that he's using in this time, in this season, to encourage the people of God. But today I wanted to talk to you. I read a statement today, and it was talking about, you know, how the storms of life come, and we allow the storms of life, when they come into our lives, we allow them to affect us instead of us affecting the storm. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples, and they were, you know, he told them to go to the other side. And I believe this is in Mark. I'm getting ready to find it for while I'm talking. I believe it's in Mark, the 6th chapter. But he told them to go to the other side and to, you know, prepare what they were doing ministry. And he said, let's go to the other side. And Jesus got on the ship with them, and he went down below and fell asleep. And as they were going, you know, doing what Jesus said by going to the other side, a storm arose. And when that storm arose, they became, and you know we do that, when situations in our life happen that are unexpected and we're not understanding why it's happening, even though we have a word from the Lord to do what we're doing or to be where we are, we see that it's not going the way we thought it would be. And I need to understand where we get that when God tells us to do something, it's going to be all a bed of roses. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be easy, because the Bible says that we are supposed to join him in his suffering. So when we take on the name of Jesus, when we become a Christian, when we say that we are Christ, we are followers of Christ, it says that we are supposed to join him in his suffering. We become joint heirs with him, and we partake of his suffering. And so I don't understand why we still think that when God tells us to do something, there isn't going to be problems, there isn't going to be issues, there isn't going to be the ups and downs of life. We think everything is going to be smooth sailing. I remember as a child, they used to say, if you're in the will of God, there's a taxi cab with the motor running. And I used to think that that's the way it was supposed to be. And then when I started, actually, when I became an adult and I started moving into things of God, things didn't always have the taxi cab outside. Now, sometimes you get those moments where the taxi cab is there and it's smooth sailing. But for the most part, when you're really doing what God wants you to do, the devil is angry. So he will do everything that he can to make sure that you become discouraged and you give up. Come on, somebody. You give up and you don't do it, because that's his business. The Bible says he comes Why do we become confused and all discombobulated when the devil comes in and throws a wrench into our program or into the program that God has for us? I said yesterday that we were going to be talking, we talked yesterday about the plans that God has for us, and those plans were to prosper us. Those plans were to be make us have a hope and an expected end. But we get all discombobulated when the storms of life come, just like the disciples did. The disciples got all discombobulated when the storm came. And when the storm came, they wanted to know why I can't move forward. Why am I here? And they went to Jesus and they asked Jesus if he was going to let them die. And isn't that what we do? Don't we go to Jesus and we complain about what God has called us to do and why we're in the situation that we're in? Instead of taking hope and courage, we allow the storm to come into us. And that storm then causes our emotions to flare up. And we get into a whirlwind of emotions, and we get angry, and we get depressed, and we get overwhelmed, and we start doubting God. We start making it seem like God is not able to do what he said he will do. And I am a living witness that we do that. I just got rebuked yesterday because God told me to start a company. He gave me the name of the company. He gave me the game plan for the company. God gave me this company. And whenever I talk to people about the company, I say God gave me this. This is God's company. This is what God told me to do. And I'm doing it because God gave it to me. And then I made a decision a while back that I didn't go to God. I didn't go to the CEO of the company. I just made the decision, and when I made the decision, it fell apart. Okay, so now I'm going and I'm praying and I'm asking God, and God rebuked me. He said, Linda, why didn't you come to me? Because this is my company. And you've got to understand that when God gives you something, he gives you the provision. He gives you. You know, they say if God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. Well, that is absolutely true. But when we get in the midst of it, we start making our own decisions. Why? Because we start seeing the whirlwinds. We start seeing the tornadoes and the lightning and the thundering and the rain and the hail, and we start seeing all of that coming at us, and every situation, it seems like problem after problem is trying to take us out, and we get all frustrated and all, you know, anxious because we want it to stop. We want the pain to go away. We want the problem to cease. But God said, go through. He said, go to the other side. We got to remember what God said. We got to remember what God gave us. We got to remember God's plans has an expected end. And so we have to go to him and acknowledge him in all of our ways, but we wait until we're in the midst of it and there's nothing we can do. So when God rebuked me, he said, this is my company. I'm going to get you out of it, but you got to remember moving forward that this is my company. You come to me and you ask me before you do anything because this is my business. This is what I gave you to do. And so we got to remember that. We got to remember that. We got to remember what thus saith the Lord. And then we got to make sure that like the word of God says, that we acknowledge him in all of our ways so that he can direct our path, because he is the one that has the plan. He is the one that has the expected end. Hallelujah. And so when the disciples woke up Jesus didn't allow the storm to affect him. He didn't get all emotionally wound up with the storm. Why? Because he had peace on the inside of him. He knew that his job wasn't over. He knew that this wasn't his time. And so he stood up and said, peace be still. And we preach that and we preach it. But God gave me a revelation. He affected the storm. We have the power to affect the things that are going on in our lives. Because if we have an assignment from God, if we have a destination from God, if we have the plan of God and we're working the plan that God gave us and not our own plan, then we have what it takes on the inside of us to calm the area. We have what it takes on the inside of us to say, peace be still. We have what it takes to affect those around us and affect our community. crazy. But we forget and we allow the things around us to affect us and cause us to become a storm, if you will. We allow the storm to bring in and mess up our peace. And so when Jesus said, "Peace be still," the Bible says that the winds and the waves ceased. They couldn't do anything else but listen to the peace that came out of Jesus. And then the disciples said, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" And we have to remember that we were made in the image of God. If we are Christians, we are following after Christ. And the same spirit that he had, the same stuff he had on the inside of him, you have on the inside of you. And so when you look at your situations, when you look at your circumstances, are they affecting you? Or are you affecting them? Are you causing peace? Are you letting the storm take over you? There's a song by Yolanda Adams that says, "While riding through the storm, Jesus holds me in his arms." But I think what Jesus wants us to understand is that we can affect the storm. We don't have to be afraid of what comes against us. The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So guess what? You may have to stand there with a shotgun aimed at your head. You may have to stand there, but the shotgun will not go off because the Bible says the weapon has to be formed, but it will not prosper. You have to see the dilemma. You have to see it and see how it can take you out and see the devastation that it could cause. But know that it can't do nothing. It's powerless against you because the Bible says no weapon, not a one, formed against you shall prosper. And those that speak in judgment are going to have to eat their words because you are God's anointed, because you are God's appointed, and he has a plan for your life. You see how I'm tying in yesterday's with today's? Because I want us to understand that we are not in this thing alone. We think we are because we might be the ones facing the problem. We might be the ones facing the situation. And just like Jesus, when they came and they took Jesus into to go to court and to be judged for death when he was on his way to Calvary, the disciples all fled. Peter was there, but he was hanging back, denying them. Everyone, it seemed like everyone had left Jesus, and Jesus was there by himself to face this trial by himself. But Jesus says, "I am with you always, and I will never leave nor forsake you." So even in the midst of your storm, even when you think all hope is gone, hope is still there. You've got to reach down into your belly and find that peace of God. You've got to reach down into your belly and stir up the gifts within you. You've got to remember who you are and whose you are. And you have to say to that storm in your life, "Peace be still." You've got to understand that if you are making God in your life and he is the one that's leading and guiding you and teaching you, then you have everything that you need to do what you need to do in this world. Because the power of God, it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And my time is up, and I hope that you are encouraged. I hope that you have a blessed day, and we'll see you at the same time tomorrow. You have a wonderful day.
There's going to be nobody here at the house because I'll be in route going to get